This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 19 and episode number 4043. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, D. Chad Smith, and my car. You are in the men's room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes goes drinking. We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Clack, clack.
Drinking and drunk. All right, here we go to the UK, where after days on the loose, a missing monkey is finally caught. Meanwhile, a camp counselor is fired and sues because of all the children at once he fought. Massage parlor busted because the moans were so loud you could hear them at the church next door. A burglar couple pulled over in a spray-painted car with four chickens that were alive on the floor. And a group of volunteer teens cleaning up mangroves find a butt ton of cocaine. Yeah. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show. Wow, man.
Get it going. Yeah, Mike's with me.
The game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us. We will spin the category wheel. This is the day you're going to nail it after you've already played it.
Look, I'm spinning. You do the talking.
All right. That is how it shall be. We will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. So far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Dan, who thought cheese nips were slang for cow udders and found a way to answer 11 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call and off we go on Big Dummy.
To be a contestant to play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Hold the show, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4043. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The head chef is back, Ted's Meat Potatoes. We're going to go drinking. I have heard of this. People who go out and they drink.
That is a great idea. We should open a business where all we serve, I mean, we'll have some sodas and stuff, but we'll call them chasers.
Well, you just serve booze. Do a test run in the studio today, you know, and then maybe one day we'll be good enough to go out in public and do it.
Yeah, we should definitely practice for a method acting.
What do you got, some drinking news going on?
Yeah, a lot of people do dry January, so we'll talk about some cocktails and drinks that are a little healthier for you.
Okay.
And we'll talk about some coffee. Apparently a lot of people in this country are drinking bad coffee they don't even like, and I'm one of them.
What do you mean you don't?
Yeah, but
you like
did
the taste
it voluntarily.
Of it?
Every day when we had the coffee machine that, you know, the company provides, and every day, Ted would come in, get a cup of coffee, no problem.
Yeah.
And every day, Ted would say, this coffee is just the effing worst.
Yeah, I mean, one day you asked me, and you were like, is it ain't good? I was like, no.
No, sir.
I go, it's free.
Yeah.
And I'm far from the most frugal person, but for some reason, I hate paying for coffee on a work day.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Yeah, so we have.
Right, I love coffee, but I will drink both bad and good. So I have that, but the main thing is, people that are drinking again, maybe got a little healthier. We got some cocktails and drinks you can have.
Mike, are you returning to the drinking world? I know you did Dry January, the one out of the four of us who chose to do that.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm not done drinking by any stretch of the imagination. It was time to, you know, reassess the relationship with alcohol.
Gotcha.
Oh, mine's great.
Oh, yeah.
We see each other every
you
day.
You two are great buddies.
Yeah.
Mine not so much.
Hang out all the time. Good times. So we'll go drinking, coming up with the head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes. What else do we have for you? All kinds of podcasts available on the Odyssey app. If you haven't hit the road, you want to keep listening to KISW in the Men's Room, just download that Odyssey app. Tons of podcasts, The Podcast, Greatest Story Never Told podcast, The Megacast, our daily show podcast, which you can subscribe to. We got a Best of Weekly podcast. It's all in one location, and that would be the Odyssey app. Download it now and search for The Men's Room. And today is the day that we play the game known as Big Dummy. It is an easy game to play. We'll spin the category wheel. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. So far, our biggest dummy of the year, that's been Dan. It took him 11 questions to get one right.
But thankfully, he was not super annoying. Usually, the person that takes the longest
is
also driving you nuts. Dan, not a bad guy, just not bright.
So when we do play Big Dummy, we like to do a little Men's Room poll. And the last time, as we got set for the AFC and the NFC Championship games, we said, all right, give us your pick for who's going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So what were the choices?
Ravens, Lions, Chiefs, and 49ers.
Team's good enough to get to the championship game.
That's right. Some confident people last Thursday.
Yes.
Well, yeah. So all you got to do is run the ball.
So let this be a lesson to all of us as far as what you think is the team that's going to win that game and move on and eventually win the Super Bowl. The way the poll shook out, and we put it up for you if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Coming in fourth place with 12% of the vote. That would be the San Francisco 49ers, who just happened to be playing in the Super Bowl.
Again, we nailed it.
12% of you got that right. Coming in third place, the Kansas City Chiefs at 12.2%. 12.2%. So the two teams that are going to play in the big game, 12% of you got it right for each team.
Right.
Now, that could also be that 12% of you are going to get it right for the Super Bowl as well. In second place at 36%, that would be the Lions. Ravens won the poll.
We won something, sons of bitches.
40% of you said that you believe the Ravens would go all the way. Not saying
they won the poll, Ted.
As VD said, I think the listeners are trying to be friendly to you guys, but either way.
I think when I saw the poll results on Friday, my exact quote to Mike was, bunch of kiss asses.
Yeah. One of the reasons why I try not to spend more than $50 betting on sports.
That's why I made a $1 bet with Mike.
Yeah, I'm being dead serious. If I'm in a sports book or whatever, I tend to do better if I just look up and see what game is coming on next. It could be women's college basketball that I know nothing about. It could be auto racing, which I know nothing about. I'm almost better just randomly picking something than what I believe where my knowledge wheelhouse is.
Yeah.
Because I fail.
I mean, I'll say this. In the Ravens' defense, I think that's the team you lose to. The Chiefs. Like, I think they beat the Bills and everybody else that were in there. But,
Yep.
Patrick Mahomes is just different. He has another level when it comes to the postseason.
I get angry.
Yes, he does.
Now, Ted, you actually inspired this poll this week.
Oh, yeah?
Earlier, a couple days ago.
Because you had a really stupid idea.
You said that you would like to learn or you'd like to be able to play the ukulele.
That was the stupid
think
idea.
Think about getting one so I could, because I've heard it's easier to learn. And it wouldn't be as loud as a guitar. I could sit in my house in my apartment and do it.
And play the ukulele. Okay. So that was the inspiration.
Dream big, brother.
So what we did was we took four musical instruments that you would be completely proficient at. You don't have to take lessons on it. You when you pick this thing up, man, boom, you are the man with this instrument. So your first instrument that you can be proficient at would be the ukulele. The ukulele from the Hawaiian uke. Or ukulele is a member of the the lute family of instruments of Portuguese origin, popularized obviously in Hawaii. It generally employs four nylon strings. Now, in the Hawaiian language, the word ukulele roughly translates to jumping flea.
Ah, yeah,
that's it. Perhaps because of the movement of the player's fingers, it became very popular.
Or the first player had fleas. It's hard to know.
Very popular in the UK. There was a comedian named George Formby. He was a ukulele player, played that on stage when he was doing his stand-up routine. There is the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain, who still tours globally. An orchestra of nothing but ukuleles. They still go out on tour around the world. They were established in 1961. George Harrison, Paul McCartney, and John Lennon all played the ukulele.
But they said they played guitar, bass.
Yes.
When asked.
Mm-hmm.
I would be in good company.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, you would.
George Harrison was such a big fan of the ukulele that he would gift ukuleles to his friends and people that he knew in the music industry on the birthdays, Christmas, and holidays.
Thanks, George.
He actually taught Tom Petty how to play the ukulele.
All right.
So all of his friends.
John, Tom, and Ted. Mm-hmm.
So once I
the Rushmore of ukulele.
Once I did a little research on the instruments, then I said, "Well, let's see where these instruments fit into popular music, into music that we know."
Yeah.
All right? So here are a couple of the tunes that feature the ukulele, believe it or not. Train, Hey Soul Sister, features a ukulele.
All right.
Train from lovely Issaquah, Washington. The Rolling Stones, Satisfaction.
All right.
Ukulele. What a Fool Believes from the Doobie Brothers, ukulele.
Ooh.
Can't You See, Marshall Tucker Band, the
Can't
ukulele.
You see? Fantasy.
Come As You Are, Nirvana. Ukulele in that song.
All right.
Also, nice. Dreams from Fleetwood Mac.
Huh.
So, and we all know the Hawaiian guy.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
They put that on loop in every place you go to.
Good
every,
for you.
It was every wedding for a while.
It's, that's probably the most popular, I would think, as far as worldwide sales
go. What about Tiny Tim?
Tiptoe Through the Tulips. Yeah, that was
I just remember when I was a kid, he was a massive celebrity, and he was kind of famous for being weird and playing the uke.
Okay.
Yes, he was.
Next up is an instrument we probably have all had at some point in time or picked up and played, and that would be the recorder. The recorder is a family of woodwind musical instruments in the group known as the internal duct flutes, with a whistle mouthpiece, also known as a fipple. Okay. A recorder can be distinguished from other duct flutes by the presence of a thumb hole for the upper hand, and seven finger holes. Three for the upper hand, four for the lower. It is the most prominent duct flute in Western classical tradition. It is one of the most popular instruments in the world, believe it or not, based on the fact that it's...
I think it's available, not popular.
The earliest existence that they know of a recorder dates back to the Neolithic period.
Jeez.
They are found in almost every musical tradition around the world. They span the globe, much like drums. Here are some of the songs that feature a recorder.
I cannot believe you did not know the main one.
I did not.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, it's the only song I can think of that I know that I like that features the recorder.
Okay. Hey Jude, Yellow Submarine, and Let It Be from the Beatles all feature the recorder. Okay? We Are the Champions from Queen, We Will Rock You, features the recorder. Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley features the recorder, as does Stairway to Heaven.
Right, that's the number one.
Which is the one you were talking about. Ruby Tuesday and Honky Tonk Women from Rolling Stones. Imagine from John Lennon. And Two Out of Three Ain't Bad from Meatloaf all of those songs have the recorder in them. This blew my mind.
Right.
When I was like, what are you talking about? And I'm trying, like you, I'm trying to think of when that comes into these songs and everything else, but that's pretty impressive. So the recorder is your second instrument. Mm-hmm. You probably picked up and played one of those. Next up is the piccolo, which is the smallest version in the flute family.
By the way, real quick, somebody here just says, do you guys know that Terry Crews, big-ass Terry Crews, is a proficient piccolo player?
Is that right?
Huh. All right.
So you, like, want to laugh at him, but he's big enough.
You can't.
Nah, Terry, that was awesome.
Do you know what piccolo is? What the word means in Italian?
Oh, no.
Small flute.
Small. Just small. Okay. Like, look at that piccolo guy over there.
Oh, right.
I mean, it's
it just means small.
If a woman points at your penis, this is piccolo.
Right.
That's not good.
Piccolo, right. Piccolo, yeah. Piccolo. Yeah.
It is a half-sized flute and a member of the woodwind family.
How do you say get out of my house in Italian?
I can't say it on the air, but I know the go F yourself.
Right, right.
That. Sometimes referred to as a baby flute or piccolo flute, the modern piccolo has the same type of fingerings as the standard traditional flute, but the sound it produces is an octave higher. This has given rise to the name ottavino, by which the instrument is called in Italian, and thus also in scores of Italian composers. You might wonder, what songs feature the piccolo?
Mm-hmm.
I did some research. Penny Lane by the Beatles.
All right.
Going Up the Country by Canned Heat. Going up the country, baby, don't you want to go?
Yeah.
That's piccolo.
I referenced that on Tuesday.
Baby, What a Big Surprise from Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Spill the Wine from War. Spill the Wine. Moondance from Van Morrison.
Somehow that sounds right.
Yep. Piccolo. Okay. So piccolo is instrument number three. Instrument number four. That would be the tuba.
Now you're talking, brother.
The tuba is the largest and lowest pitch musical instrument in the brass family, yeah. As with all brass instruments.
It's the sound, Isaac Hayes of brass.
It is produced by lip vibration, which is
I can already play that.
I can, too.
Into a mouthpiece.
Yeah, I played it for a year in grade school.
Well, I played sousaphone, so I had to walk around with it. You did the tuba where you sit down, but same instrument.
I guess technically I played the... What's the one that wraps around your body?
That's the sousaphone. Did you physically get up and walk?
Yeah, I played that.
I need to meet a woman who can play a brass instrument and knows the theory behind lip vibration.
If she says she plays a brass instrument, try to get that mouth hug, brother.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. That's basically all you have to do. Yeah. I also enjoyed the tuba or sousaphone because it's three things.
Yes. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Sound produced by lip vibration, the buzz, so to speak. It first appeared in the mid-19th century. So the tuba is one of the newest instruments in the modern orchestra, concert, and in the brass instrument family.
Yeah.
So that was one of the last ones to come along.
If it's fantasy and I'm being proficient at it, can I also be younger?
No, man. You're just
you're the same age.
Damn.
Why do you have to? For which instrument do you need to be younger?
Well, the sousaphone or the tuba. We'll just call it the tuba.
All right.
I would enroll at Ohio State and try to be the guy that dots the I. Yeah.
Couldn't you still, in theory, apply for Ohio State? You got the money. You want to take right. You want to change careers and get a 4-year degree. You can kick everyone's ass on sousaphone. I mean, couldn't they still put you in the band to dot
That'd
the
be an
I?
Amazing story.
It would. Yeah. He's in his 40s, but he came back to
school. Seattle radio personality. Yeah. Rose in Ohio State.
I don't even like Ohio State.
Now, a person who plays the tuba is called a tubaist, tubist, or simply a tuba player. If you happen to be in a band, a brass band, or a military band, the tuba, they are known as bass players.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Now you're thinking to yourself, are there any songs out there that use the tuba? Not many. But one of them is CeeLo Green's Forget You, which is not the title of the song, but it is the alternative title of the song.
He's kind of the personification of a tuba.
He is.
Short,
tuba
squatty.
Tuba is featured in Forget You from CeeLo Green.
I don't make fun of CeeLo's. I was walking down the street once, and his brother yelled out, "Ow! White CeeLo!" Thanks.
Jesus.
CeeLo. Okay. Yeah, that image is in my head.
And another tune that you would know that features the tuba, granted it is from the John Williams Orchestra, is the Imperial March. Now, if you were to live in New Orleans, you might be called up a lot to go out and play tuba, being in a marching band, go up on stage and play.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
I cannot think of another practical application as far as just being at a party and whipping out your tuba.
Well, it's orchestra.
You've also got the Teletubby song in there, Miles. That also features a pretty prominent tuba. Like that's the main feature on that bad boy.
Teletubbies couldn't exist, man. They couldn't get their roll off without the tuba. So this is what you could look forward to.
This is why you wear a condom, because if not, you're going to have to listen to this. Like I did for years. Yes. So the Teletubbies theme is also included on that. I got to figure out a way to. Yeah, okay. Good times. Good times.
Trying to make it go away now?
Yeah. So our men's room poll. You are going to be proficient at one. Will it be the ukulele, the recorder, the piccolo, or the tuba? Big Dummies coming up next.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
All right, let's do this. The game is Big Dummy. If you'd like to be a contestant, 206-803-ROCK. Speaking of, who is our first contestant? Ready to play the big game.
Guess who it is, Ted?
James.
James, welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
James, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, James. Welcome to Big Dummy. All right, James. You're going to pick up a new musical instrument and be proficient at it. Are you taking the ukulele, the recorder, the piccolo, or the tuba?
I think I'll go with the ukulele and play a duet with that.
Nice. I'd be happy to have you.
God, what a lousy sounding instrument.
Jealous? You can't play it?
Yes. I mean, I just don't.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I can't put my finger.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
I was telling Mike, last year in Montana, a little later in the night, and I just, there was ukuleles there, so I was just kind of strumming it, tapping it. So I did it for like 45 minutes, and finally I said, I need, like, somebody take this. I don't even know what I'm doing. And I have a buddy who's a pretty quiet individual, and he goes, I actually was quite, what do you say? I was enjoying your music.
Are you serious?
I swear to God. So I was like, and I mean, he only had a couple drinks in him. He wasn't hammered like we were. And I was like, okay. So
Ted,
I was like,
let's get you a ukulele, man.
Yeah.
Get you a freaking ukulele.
I'll come in and play for you guys.
No, I did not say that.
No.
We'll just get you a ukulele.
You don't have to ask. I know what you like. Don't worry, Miles. You're involved.
All right, James, here is your question. It's multiple choice. What units of currency is used in the British Virgin Islands? Is it the British pound, the euro, the Eastern Caribbean dollar, or the U.S. dollar? So the British pound, the euro, the Eastern Caribbean dollar, or the U.S. dollar?
In the British Virgin Islands.
Correct.
We're going to go with the Great British pound.
That would make the most sense.
I think it's the American dollar.
It is the U.S. dollar.
All right.
British Virgin Islands.
Shocking. Puerto Rico, too.
Yeah. For those that don't know.
Yes.
All right, your question. What organ produces insulin?
The pancreas.
Got it. Well done. Nice job.
Does the pancreas do anything else, or is that like its whole deal?
Well, that's kind of important. So
I mean, I know it's important, so I'm just saying it's got like one job, leave me alone, I'm the insulin guy.
So.
Okay.
I just trust them to do their work.
You hope so. You hope
so. Dummy!
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo and caca.
Boo. Boo. And wait for it.
Mike, are you sober or not sober?
Oh, we're going to have to go sober, sir.
All right, Mike, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, you're proficient at one. Is it the ukulele, the recorder, the piccolo, or the tuba?
Oh, I played tuba in middle school, so that is it. Oh, I love it.
I just feel like someone klutzy's walking into the room, or like an elephant. Like something.
That's the problem with the tuba, right? If you play it on its own, it's clumsy, right? No matter what you picture, it's not a lot of grace. When you throw it into the orchestra, it's badass.
It's like my slow cousin. If he were to walk into a room, this is the music that should be playing.
Following the fat guy in the subway from Family Guy? Yeah,
that's basically it, right? Somebody says, I want to hear Thrill play the didgeridoo on air. I've got one at home. Dad, you bring in the ukulele, I will do the didgeridoo.
No.
Come on, man. We'll make everybody happy.
Nope.
Musical joy.
Yeah.
You know what, Ted? We should call our little group Musical Joy.
Yeah.
Just
every once
right
in a while,
back.
We yell switch.
All right, Mike. Here is your question.
Jesus
what
Christ.
Number...
Nobody's paying for that concert.
We don't know that. What number appears on Donald Duck's license plate?
Ooh. 7.
13.
You're close. 313. Because apparently he was born on March 13th. That's how Disney does it. So anytime you see him in a vehicle, it's 313.
Hey, Ted, I sent you that DM to get your to get everybody up here for the do Bellingham for your guys' next visit.
Yeah, I know. We got it. We got that's farther north.
I don't know that it'll be our next visit, but I do know Bellingham has come up quite often as far as a location to go to that we haven't been yet. Where would you recommend we go in Bellingham?
Honestly, there are so many different breweries around here, you can't pick a bad one.
Okay, that's good to know.
That is really good to know. I've been up there a number of times. We are right on the line of our station reaching that area.
Oh, really?
So in the south into Bellingham, it's a two-hour drive. So in the south into Bellingham, that's right where we start to fade on the way north. Now, if you are west of that area, the way the signal hits the water... And the sound, obviously, Victoria, British Columbia, is way south of Bellingham.
Yeah, because we have listeners in Victoria.
So it's almost easier to listen to us in Canada than it is at our farthest point north.
Well, that would make it a true world tour if we did a gig in Canada.
Yeah, yes. you guys got so many fans up here, even Canadians. Mm-hmm.
I think we get into Surrey a little bit. There's a couple areas.
Right, well, if we got fans up there, then let's try to get
West Vancouver,
White
maybe.
Rock.
Mm-hmm. Oh, White Rock's
Rock,
beautiful.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Mike, here's your question. What was the first Pixar movie to receive a rating higher than G? They got PG for quote-unquote action violence.
Toy Story?
What did you get? Oh, Toy Story. No.
Are the Incredibles? Are they
the
Pixar?
The Incredibles.
Yep.
Oh.
Ha! Huh. I thought it was just going to be for the mom's butt.
I don't think they were thinking of that at the time.
Mrs. Incredible was pretty bootylicious.
Oof. Stacked.
The bootylicious Miss Incredible.
She thick.
She could be if she wanted to be. Well, she was stretchy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, brother. Yeah.
I got a body type. Go ahead and do that for me.
Dude, I have a buddy
whose
jawline looks a little bit like Mr. Incredible.
Is that who I'm thinking of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one year at a festival, he was dressed as Mr. Incredible. The problem is the costume only zippered up in the back. So I'm in the porta potties. And then for the next 10 minutes, I hear him talking to her other friends, trying to get... He's panicked, all right? He's dripping sweat. He can't get out of this porta potty. He's asking for help. So I hear all this. But as soon as he turns the corner, there's like 10 people waiting to be like, Mr. Incredible, can we get a picture? And he just snapped back into it.
And the thing about this guy, he does have the jawline. He's also a large individual.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, your question. According to the song from the musical The Music Man, how many trombones were in the big parade? Da-da-da-da, trombones and the big parade. I only know this because my brother was in this musical. I think I was in first grade. He may have been in seventh or something like that, sixth or seventh. It sucked, but I sat through
it.
Eight? Way more than eight. What kind of ghetto-ass music man are you, dude, at 76?
Eight trombones in the big parade.
Because Mike's too cheap to pay the rest. All right, Mike, your question. On a standard QWERTY keyboard, which vowel does not appear on the top row of letters?
Why?
A. Yes, A.
A.
I was like, wait a minute, I wrote down the wrong damn letter. I was like, wait a minute, that ain't right.
Bro, I got the information right here.
I know. All right, Mike, which hockey team did Wayne Gretzky play for in the 1980s?
They're still good today,
too.
The
New York Rangers?
Edmonton Oilers?
Edmonton Oilers.
They're still on fire.
They have arguably the best player. I just saw an interview with him where he was saying that he hated playing against Edmonton when he was in L.A. And he was like, even when I was in New York for the Rangers, he was like, I hated playing against him.
But just because he had so many memories with him?
Yeah. Right? I mean, it was a massive deal, and how much, you know, he's Canadian, he played in Edmonton. Those Edmonton teams are ridiculous,
and
right?
And another reason to come over here to Bellingham is the whole family is out here, so come on now.
The whole family?
Hull. Like,
Hull. Yeah. Sorry, I'm like, the whole family.
Like Brett, yeah. Like Brett Hull?
Yeah, yeah. So the mom is out here, and she has the ice figure skating thing, so, whatever.
Bellingham trivia.
Yeah.
On the next Big Dummy.
Probably the greatest St. Louis Blue ever.
All right, your question. Yeah,
so Miles what with the hockey.
What is the capital of Vermont? Again, I'm not asking if you care. Just what is the name of the city that is the capital of Vermont?
Yeah, I cannot pass. Yeah.
Well, do you know any towns in Vermont?
Vermont City. God,
it's not. It's not. It's not Lake. It's not Lake Champlain.
Nah, I can't think of any even city in Vermont.
Is it Montpelier?
It is Montpelier. The other city you might ever think of is Burlington.
Burlington's the only city I could name.
Mm-hmm. I'm with him. I got no knowledge of any cities in Vermont.
thank you. Appreciate it.
I don't miss it much.
What acid gives vinegar its smell and taste?
God damn it.
This might be easier than what's the capital of Vermont. Right?
Well, you would think.
Starts with the letter A.
The second letter?
What's that?
The second letter thrill?
C.
A-C. A-C. Gosh, everybody's calling me an idiot right now.
No, they're not. They don't know. There's like eight people that know. They're calling me an idiot.
I don't
we'll
know.
We'll just spin it. Listening to your struggle. It's like watching someone drown.
Yeah, this is horrible.
Acetic acid.
Acetic acid.
A-C-E-T-I-C. Not acidic, but acetic.
Oh, acetic. Okay.
All right, your question. Who was the actress murdered in the shower scene in the original Psycho?
Oh, gosh. You guys have been talking so much about Psycho recently, too.
I want to say her daughter is also an actress now.
No,
Jamie Lee Curtis. Yeah. I don't think that's her daughter. I think it's like her niece.
No,
the actress I'm thinking was is not Phoebe Cates, but she also shows her boobs in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah, most fantastic scene of all time. God bless you, man. I don't know.
I'm going to kick myself.
I almost don't even want to.
Is it Jennifer Jason Leigh or something?
That's the daughter, Janet Leigh.
Oh, Janet. This is horrible.
Mike, yeah, you're just, it's terrible. You're on question number 9. You're about ready to become the biggest dummy. I completely agree with you.
No. This is bad.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
All right, your question. Which food manufacturer produces and sells Cheese Whiz?
Kraft.
Okay.
He knows his Cheese Whiz.
Golly, that's what you know, Mike. Okay.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God, a Cheese Whiz question. When's the last time you had Cheese Whiz?
I don't even know, man.
It's not bad. It's just Velveeta in a can.
Garbage.
I don't really like Velveeta either.
You know what, man? It has its place. It, first of all, does not need to be cold stored.
In the trash.
It does not need to be cold stored. Have you ever made a cheesesteak?
Why do you think that is?
Have you ever made a cheesesteak with it?
I've had a cheesesteak with it.
It's Cheese Whiz.
Yeah, I know. I prefer real cheese.
What I'm saying is, it has its place. Not on a cheesesteak. You need Cheese Whiz on a cheesesteak.
I prefer anything other than that.
Well, traditionally, but provolone's better. But
yeah.
But right. Like, Cheese Whiz works on that and hot dogs. But, like, when I was a kid, like, just the fact you could microwave it and it'd be melty. I mean, we dipped a ton of stuff in it.
You put it on your hot dog? Really?
Oh, yeah, with chili?
Chili cheese dog?
You need that kind of crappy cheese on that stuff.
Crappy chili, too.
Yeah.
Well, if you need crappy cheese, Cheese Whiz has your back.
That's right.
Need a cheesy taste, but don't feel like spending a lot of money? We got you. Cheese Whiz. All right. What?
It seems like a lot of hate over there, Mike.
It's
I get it from Thrill. He doesn't even like American cheese.
It's so friggin' nasty. Look, I hated that stuff when I was a kid, and I was just as voiced about how much I didn't like that stuff when I was a kid. Fell asleep on the couch one day when my dad's just feeling like he'd be a funny man. My mouth was hanging open, and he sprayed a whole bunch of friggin' cheese whiz in my mouth. That sucked.
That is funny, though.
Concrete in my hatred of that stuff.
I hope my kids are hearing that.
Mike, cheese whiz, though, comes in a jar.
What am I thinking of?
I'm thinking spray cheese.
Easy cheese.
Easy cheese, yeah.
Fine.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking easy cheese.
I'll settle down. I'm sorry.
You don't remember like that glass jar and you'd have to put it in the microwave and get pot holders?
Nah, dog. Nah. I do remember easy cheese, but not cheese whiz as you're describing.
All right.
And I'm okay with it. I'm okay with
it. God, it doesn't look much better.
Hello, Will. Welcome to the men's room.
It's like nacho cheese.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores. Will, are you sober or not sober?
Not.
All right, Will, welcome to Big Dummy.
All right, so you're going to be proficient at one. And will it be the ukulele, the recorder, the piccolo, or the tuba there, Will?
Let's try the recorder.
What song is this supposed to be?
Greensleeves.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They nail it.
Anyone who's had children and sat through one of their, you know, elementary school band performances, this is what you hear.
He's in an entirely different key.
It doesn't stop him, Mike. It does not matter.
Jeff Beck just rolled over.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, here's your question. What color M&Ms did not exist from 1976 to 1987?
Was it green?
Nope.
Red?
That slutty green's been around. Red, yes. Which seems crazy to me.
Is the dye.
Red's the most popular now, right?
They banned the dye, and then they came up with a different combination to still make it red in use.
Yeah, we'd love to give you the red M&Ms, but apparently...
Was number 9? Remember that?
Was number 9 the one that was... Because I've heard red dye number 5 and red dye number 9.
One of those, whatever which one it was, I guess, was the prominent one, but they're like, this is horrible for
you. They finally said, wait, what is this made of?
They were the only country using it at the time when we...
So which one was number 1? Was it red or yellow, I think? According to the commercials...
But,
number 1.
You good, Will?
I think red. Is red number 1? Like on the commercial, they use
the red. It's so the green is the one that gets, what's his name, Tucker Carlson all hot and bothered. The yellow's the big stupid guy. Yeah, red's the bitchy guy, right?
Yeah.
The John Lovitz one?
Yeah.
Okay.
John Lovitz.
It's not John Lovitz does the voice, I believe, of the... I'm not sure. That's why I said I think, because you gave me that look. I was feeling sure. Now I'm not. I'm pretty sure John Lovitz is the voice behind the red M&M.
Sounds like it.
Hang on, I'll look this up.
Please look this up.
The yellow or the red?
The red. The one who's always bitching and griping. So like when Santa Claus shows up, I want to say, which one?
It's Billy West, dude.
That's Billy West?
That's Billy
the famous
West.
Is the red M&M?
Yes.
That's the Honey Nut Cheerio Bee.
Yes.
Ren and Stimpy.
And the superhero.
Who was he? What superhero?
He was. You're right.
Oh, man.
He was also Fry from Futurama.
Space Ghost.
I thought that was George Lowe.
Yeah. Oh, that is George Lowe. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Do you know who the yellow M&M is?
I don't know.
I did.
My
I
world just got crushed.
J.K. Simmons.
What?
He's the voice of the
State
yellow
Farm
peanut
guy?
M&M. Yeah.
The State Farm guy is the yellow M&M.
Wow.
Yep.
My mind's been blown. All right. Here's your question. In the Harry Potter universe, what name is given to non-magicians?
Yeah.
Never seen any of the Harry Potter, so I have to say Uranus.
Muggles.
Right.
I'm right there with you, Will.
Then if you were
right,
a magician... Then if you were
mad.
Someone says, the red M&M is Billy West, also the voice of Zap Brannigan on Futurama.
And the main character of Futurama, Fry. He plays a lot of characters on that
is
show.
Is he also Fry?
Yeah.
Damn.
He also plays, never mind, wrong guy.
Just say John Lovitz.
I was going to say Animaniacs. I think he's one of the Animaniacs.
Probably. All right, your question. Who did Gavrilo Princip assassinate, sparking World War One?
Not too good at history either. World War One. It was in the 30s or 40s, so.
World War One?
No, World War One. Like 1917.
Oh, 70.
17.
Oh, yeah, that's what I said. John Adams, I have no idea.
John Adams, is that what he said?
Yeah, that's a guess. I'm not going to pass.
Archduke Ferdinand.
Yep, Archduke Ferdinand.
The bull.
Huh.
All right, your question. A lock of what composer's hair was sold at one of Sotheby's auctions?
Composer. Mm-hmm. Composer.
If you're like me, you know like three of them.
Yeah, he made music. Wrote it. Yeah, put like, it on sheets.
Amadeus.
That would be Mozart, but nope.
Bach?
Beethoven.
Beethoven.
Who was it?
Beethoven.
Well, I was in my area.
Yeah.
It was a composer, yes.
As far as composers, musicians, so I had to take a guess.
I appreciate it, almost. All right, well, here's your question. What three races must be won to capture the Triple Crown?
Okay. I got to know this being from Maryland. The Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont.
All right, well, very good. Nice job.
Wow.
More of Big W coming up if you'd like to be a contestant. 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.